1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe 15 cells on my left down a hallway.
Large, dark gray stone building, high walls surrounding it. The windows very much like prison cell windows, even on the outside, the rounded tops, the bars.
It's been left. It's almost pristine in its history. When you have a place that's been incarcerating prisoners for 130 years, there's an accumulation of human dust there.
You're in a place where there was a lot of suffering, a lot of trauma, and it has that resonance to it still.
There were dozens of people who were killed in that jail. There's hundreds of bodies buried around that area.
That building, more than most, has that sense of the past.
The feeling of being in that cell, entombed within solid granite. The walls are smooth. There's nothing to even hook onto because of fear that you might hang yourself. All you see is the shaft of light you may see from your bars.
Standing inside one of the cells, it's very narrow. It's about 3 feet wide. It's only about 8 feet long. And it has a rounded ceiling, with an interesting echo sound to it.
Those are leftover memories of people's lives.
The site of the last public hanging in Canadian history. The location for one of the great acts of misjustice in the history of Canada.
Thomas D'Arcy McGee was one of the founders of Confederation.
He just returned to Parliament.
He gave a fiery speech in the House of Commons.
When he finished speaking, he wrote a note to his daughter back in Montreal, explaining that he would be home on Sunday because it was his birthday. As it happened, he arrived home on Sunday for his funeral.
He left the House of Commons about 2 a.m.
Snow on the ground. On his own. Shuffling along on his cane very slowly.
And as he bent down to open his door, somebody put a pistol to the back of his head and shot him.
Maybe 6 feet long. I can see the brick right through it.
Places have a soul of their own.
Yeah, there's a few cracks in the wall on the left side too. There's a 3 foot crack and a 4 foot crack. They look like lightning bolts. And the floor is kind of a dark red color.
The location for one of the great acts of mischief.
Lying on his back, McGee's hat is still on. His cane is caught underneath him.
Within 24 hours, they'd arrested Patrick James Whelan.
5-day trial. There were paid witnesses.
The Prime Minister turned up to sit on the dais beside the judge.
Great deal of pressure to convict.
He declared again and again that he was not guilty, but he wasn't free to say who was because of threats to his family. Last few weeks of his. Very angry, very frightened.
The night before, Whelan is in his cell. He's visited by the Sisters of Mercy. He's then allowed a brief visit by his wife, Bridget. The gallows itself is about 30 steps away from where he is sleeping.
This is the gallows. There's an iron barred door, and then behind that is a regular door with glass and window pane in it. And then behind that is yet another barred door.
He's roused. It's cold, very cold February. Given a final meal, brought down the steps.
They've hung a noose.
The executioner went out first to test the trap.
The prisoner stood on the doors.
The hood is dropped on him. The noose is put around, and very quickly,
dropped 9 feet into eternity.
Right through those doors.
About 3.5 minutes to 7.5 minutes he took for him to die. He was suffocated, he was strangled at the end of that noose. James Patrick Whelan was buried within the grounds of the Nicholas Street Jail.
The body would be buried immediately, would not be given back to the family. Whelan had been assured it would be.